Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
We invite you to listen and grow to this power business and lifestyle magazine show.
With hosts Paul and Deb Rees, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling you softly to a successful you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
We are in and we are up and running, and bang, here we go again, and welcome to UK Health Radio. Myself, Paul Rees, presenting to you today. We are up, we are running, and boom, do I have a show for you. Yes, I do. It's been, what a week. I mean, I am transitioning. Yes, you all know how much I love my two wheels. I'm a man that pedals on the weddles. I keep stomping my feet. I have pedaled most of Europe, and guess what? Boom! I'm hanging up my mountain bike again. Even worse, I'm selling my mountain bike. Yes, I went through therapy. Actually, what happened is I went for a kind of assessment after having a scan, and the surgeon says, "Paul, do you know you broke your back at some point?" "No." He said, "Yeah, you've got a pretty damaged back going on there. And do you realize you've got a snap disc?" "No." He said, "I think you've done enough crashing in one lifetime." So yes, 56 years of age, boom, 30 odd years of competitive biking. I am hanging up my mountain bike wheels. Only my mountain bike wheels, though, guys. I'm not hanging up anything else. But I am transitioning into kayaking. I've decided I'm going to do a bit of water traveling. I'm going around. I'm going to do it. I'm off. I'm on my way. And you know what? After, oh my God, talk about needling a haystack. I thought the mountain bike industry had enough choices. You start kayaking. Guys, I didn't realize there were so many boats. What? I have been probably about a week in anxiety of choice. I mean, can you put anxiety and choice together? My wife would say, "Paul, you're spoilt." But tell you what, I'm trying to find the right boat for the right circumstances. It's been a hard one, but I'm in, it's bought, it's on its way. Now I just got to learn to dunk and get out. Dunk and get out. That's the thing. Apparently, when you roll, you got to get out the crazy thing. I've got to learn to do that. I've tried a bit in the bath. It's not working. So I'm going to have to go into the local lake with my new kayak when it comes. Put on a pair of big man pants and boof. Or should I say, a right fitting wetsuit. And then this week has been a real kind of eat out of my humble pie. So there's me. Ordered my wetsuit. There it is. I'll go for the large. Couldn't get it on. What? Didn't realize there was an extra large in something. Really, Paul? Well, yeah, that's it. I'm certainly eating dust for the next couple of weeks because I want to get into my reasonably fitting wetsuit. Yeah, all these things are happening. But you know what? Talk about freedom. My guest here today is the epitome, is the professor of freedom. This chap here today knows how important it is to actually get out and kayak or mountain bike. Get out there and be a free spirit and recharge. Recharge yourself. Well-being is too small of a word for our guest we have on today. This person invented the word well-being. And everybody else just jumped on his rucksack and said, "I want a piece of that. I want a piece of that." No, man. Our guest today is, what I'm going to say, is a professor and when it comes to looking after yourself emotionally, because he has done it, walked it, talked it, and does it every day. He's a very good friend of mine. We've met through a kind of a commonality in platform through the ECI. There it is. Quick poke. And you know what? I'm very envious of the courage, I'm going to say, in how insistent my guest is today on being free. It takes determination, stamina, and endurance to remain free in your lifetime now, these days. It takes the ability to stay within your own mind and not get caught up in the envy of the greed of life to stay free these days. And my friend, my guest today has all these nailed. And that's what we're going to be bringing in today is, how first you nail your freedom. That, listen, I haven't touched on his leadership skills yet. I haven't touched on any of these. I'm just talking about the free spirit I have with us today. I've done enough. I've talked enough. Let me bring in the beautiful, the amazing Leif Monique. Come on, my man, coming in. And thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you so much for that introduction, Paul. It's good to see you again.
Truly, my friend, truly. And
Thank
you know what? I wanted to start that way because, you are a free spirit. You're someone that does make sure you grab freedom. From what I've seen and from what I've experienced from yourself, you are very insistent on maintaining that quality of freedom. Would you agree?
Yes, I would. I hope. Yeah.
What does that mean to you? Because I want to talk about, after suffering a near fatal health bankruptcy, I can resonate because of burnout myself. But when you experience that, when you feel you're somewhat at your peak and you don't realize you're not at your peak, you're at your worst. But when you experience that transition you into this lifestyle and your practices of lifestyle now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and I recognized that I was kind of stumbling along through life. I had worked my way up to my dream job, really, a vice president of talent and leadership for a global investment bank on Wall Street. I had the opportunity to ring the closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange, and
Wow.
and I lived in one of the nicest neighborhoods in New York City. And by all external appearances, it appeared that I'd made it, that I was on my, and I was on my way even further up. But the truth is that I'd really been stumbling, my whole
Wow.
life, kind of piecing together, success, and really, faking it until I made it, and that all culminated, as you said, in a complete health bankruptcy. And I remember packing up my boxes at work and putting them in the storeroom, like, my personal books and frames, and thinking that I'd be out of work for maybe a year or so. And then that turned into a much longer experience. That was it was a journey. It was a journey, to through identity, and I mean, suddenly becoming somebody who was just sick and dealing with doctors every day of the week and focusing on getting well. And then really the culmination of that happened when a medication that I was on to treat one of the life-threatening illnesses that I faced failed. And it nearly cost me my eyesight. Excuse me. And I'll never forget that feeling of betrayal when my doctor told me that I had reached the limits of Western medicine, and he suggested that I go pray. And I just remember thinking, wow, like, go pray. Like, that's like this is a bad situation. And to make matters worse, I spiraled it out of control, and I went back to some patterns that were not helpful, and really found myself at the point where I decided to cash it in. And through a strange set of circumstances, I ended up in the hospital and staring at that white patient band around my wrist. It reminded me of a surrender flag. And I just kept saying over and over to myself, I surrender, I surrender, I surrender, I surrender. And the first thing that I did when I got out of the hospital, well, if you've ever been in the hospital, you know how bad the food is. So I immediately went for a hamburger. And And while I was eating that hamburger, I just reflected on everything in life, and I decided, well, if I'd reached the limits of Western medicine and I was going to die, that I better be that I better go live the rest of whatever life I had left. And so I made that decision, and I set out on a 6-month road trip traveling the United States. And I took with me a drum, a camera, and a laptop, and those three instruments really taught me how to see life differently. And it was somewhere in Utah that I was driving through a canyon. And if you've ever been to Utah, it's beautiful. It's amazing. I mean, the architecture of the rocks and just what is happening out there is truly, truly remarkable. And I was so struck by the beauty. I'm driving along, with in traffic, and I'm just so struck by the beauty that I started crying, and then I started weeping at the beauty, and eventually I had to pull off the road because I'm crying there. And I'm sure that was a sight for people driving by, like this man just crying in his Jeep on the side of the road. And that was the moment that I fell back in love with life, and that I saw the beauty of the world around us. And that started my healing journey. And that started my ability to reclaim my health.
Wow. Do you think, Leif, that up until the point where your health did go inside out, that you weren't really living life, you were just trying to succeed in, I guess, this roller coaster of high life, high executive, push as hard as you can kind of exist in?
Yeah, it's funny, or curious is a better word. I felt like such a victim of life and of circumstances because I had so much happen to me growing up, so many traumas and dramas in my life growing up, that I felt like such a victim of life, even though I was realizing what I thought were my dreams of working on Wall Street, of being an executive, of teaching leadership to the highest levels of the organizations. So there was like this dual experience of feeling like a victim and at the same time having what I wanted.
I mean, that it's such a double-edged sword, because so many people would have looked in it onto your career and thought, wow. Because again, so many people are striving for that ego career, let's say, for a better word. Let me go back into the health then. Can we share with the audience, if I'm not pushing too hard here, and please push back if I am. So what happened with the health then? What crashed with you?
I had so many health problems that were caused from a number of issues that I was diagnosed with what was called medical catatonia. And my doctors told me that basically I had become so overwhelmed by the sheer number of problems that I had. And I had a fairly traumatic childhood growing up. And that led me to put myself into some pretty unsafe and unsavory situations, and so that all caught up with me with the medical catatonia.
Wow, I've never heard of that. I mean, it sounds intense. Medical catatonia sounds pretty intense. But also, I want to just pedal back a little. When you would have gone through the life that you went through, and it, I will not be under any illusion here. It must have been pretty extreme. It'd be also be fair to say, Leif, that not everybody would still be here after that intensity of what you went through. So to take the framework of your childhood and then take that into a success story of your executive career. For one, is an achievement, but also at the same time, it's pain. You know, all we do is repeating pain, but yes, in a camouflaged way, because that style of career is painful for an average human being at its best. Would you agree?
Yeah, and what I've noticed is that, I mean, we all have traumas and dramas in our past, right? And I've had some significant ones that are perhaps a little more extreme than some. And what I've learned is that these traumas and dramas, they shape us, right? And they propel us. I remember walking around the halls of my employer on Wall Street, feeling like I didn't fit in, that everybody else had a silver spoon in their mouth and they were all privileged, and I was, and that wasn't me. And I remember feeling less than. And the truth of the matter is that that's not accurate. I mean, people come from all walks of life, especially on Wall Street, where really they're recruiting the best and the brightest in the world, and people come from all sorts of situations on Wall Street, and we all do, in truth. And what I've learned is that really, though, is that if I can integrate my traumas and dramas and be free of them, then anyone can, because I'm not the brightest bulb in the box.
But I would truly disagree that, you might not be the brightest bulb, but you have the one with the longevity, which will outdo the brightest ones anyway, because bright doesn't make you successful. J bright just makes you sharp in a moment.
That's right.
So I'd never want to be the brightest bulb, that's for sure, because it runs out fairly quickly. But here's the thing is that, when we think about Wall Street and you're driving Wall Street, and I just want to, before we lead into our commercial, you're thinking of driving the Wall Street, and do you feel, was it satisfying for you? Did you feel that you were, I mean, thinking about the shape of leaf I have you now, which is a very spiritual person, going back there, was that a time where you felt numb to life? I want to just give our listeners an idea that, the Wall Street career has this whole persona with it, but also, I feel that when you're in that kind of intensity in life, unless you are very grounded in who you are, it's a very numbing career also.
It can be, and let me so I'll tell you a story. A friend of mine, he joined a band when he was young, and they had some early success, and he said to himself, and that early success came, and he said, "Well, that's great, but I'll be happy when we're playing on Broadway." And then they played on Broadway, the band played on Broadway, and that didn't satisfy him. And he said to himself, "Well, I'll be happy when we play a stadium." And they played a stadium. And he said to himself, and that didn't satisfy him. And he said to himself, "Well, I'll be happy when we play the Grammys." And he played the Grammys with Jill Scott, one of his idols. And he tells the story that when he reached that moment, and the finish, and the crowd stood up on their feet, that he didn't feel anything. He felt nothing from that. And that friend of mine, so the band was Blue Man Group, which most people know, even globally. And that resonates with me, is that, like, everything that I said, "Well, I'm going to get to this when I get to this," it was not satisfying. There was a numbness, there was a deadness, there was a deafness that was inside of me. And so I cherish many of the experiences that I have on Wall Street. I got to do some really amazing things, lunches with CEOs of major corporations, ring the bell of the closing bell of the New York Stock Exchange, some travel to really unique places, really amazing stuff that I got to do. And there was a part of me that enjoyed that, but it was never enough. There
Wow.
was never enough. It was never satisfying.
Wow. And it's kind of nature of that environment, I guess. And here's what we're going to do, listeners. We're going to dive into our first commercial. When we come back, Leif is going to share with us his contact details. And also then, so get your pen and paper ready. What we're looking for is website and email, and all the social media links will come out with the show, as you know, listeners. We're going to just do that. And then we're going to dive back into, what has shaped this amazing man? What has shaped, the transition, what that looked like. So we'll be going back in about 2 minutes, listeners. So come back, your pen and paper, and we'll keep going, man. Happy days.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Happy days and welcome back to Chaos to UK Health Radio. And you're with myself, Paul Rees, and we are banging into your eardrum. Or should I say your earworm? Well, I don't know. Either way, you best be listening. If not, then where have you been, man? Where have you been? I have a beautiful guest with me today, buzzing in from New Mexico. Yes, it's Leif Monique. What a beautiful name. Leif Monique, do you know what I mean, Paul Rees? Leif Monique, there's something unique about it, Mr. Monique. Do you know what I mean? It is, it's bloody beautiful. Yeah, happy days. And here's the thing. Before we went into commercial, we talked about, the high life, the Wall Street and all those things. And really, the past that kind of took you into that transition of, first of all, your body saying, we're going to change your life, whether you like it or not. And that's what I do love about myself. When I went through my burnout, I lost about 3 months of my life. And, there was a lot of doctors that couldn't answer anything, a lot of specialists that didn't know what they were doing. And eventually I found one person and he got it. And it did teach me a lot about me. It taught me a lot about understanding how to manage a triple A type personality, which Leif is what you are. Anybody that pushes as hard as yourself, we do have this way about us. But then, when you left Wall Street and left that position, then you're having to reposition, as you say, your identity internally, externally. You're not getting a say in this because you can't fight it. Just give me an insight as to, I'm guessing, and I am guessing, this must have been a lonely transfer because nobody can help you. Nobody can tell you that it's okay. It must have been a whole emotional flip for you.
So I describe it like this, and is that it's like standing on the edge of a verdant forest with your backpack, your headlamp, and a map, and you're staring down an unknown trail that fades into the darkness, and there may be some eyes blinking back at you. And behind you is the forest that you've just come from. And that forest is burned out and still smoldering.
Wow.
But you know that forest so well, right? Because you've been traveling it for decades, like around and around and around and around. And so you know where the stream is, where some shelter is. And even though it's burned out, there are still little signs of life there. And so the temptation is to go back, but really, in order to make the big changes, it's to go forward. And you're absolutely right, Paul. It's like going into that forest is a lonely endeavor. And I think that is a big part of growing up, and our society doesn't lend itself to growing up, right? It keeps us very much in a state of childhood, of finding things outside of ourselves that are going to satisfy ourselves. Like if I'm not happy, then go buy the new car, go buy the new house, go on that expensive trip, as a like consume, consume, consume. And so entering that forest alone, right? It's like Joseph Campbell says, if you can see the path before you, it's not your path. That's somebody else's path. And I think for many of us, like, as you said, right, those of us who have had these particularly health crises, right, that really challenge us and confront our mortality, like the way forward is a lonely path, because we've got to make those decisions for ourselves. And the other thing that I'll say about that, Paul, is that my body has been one of my greatest teachers. It has taught me so much. The illness, the disease, the dis-ease, the traumatic injuries that I've suffered. And these are, I'm talking about back of the ambulance, critical rides to the ER, multiple, a handful of those at least that I've experienced in life. And I'm so grateful for those lessons and those teachings, because coming back to what you said at the beginning of the show, right, I've ultimately had to come to rely upon my inner guidance and my knowing and trusting that fortitude, that inner knowing, consulting with the doctors and the experts and the coaches and the everything else, but ultimately coming to that knowing and that trusting in myself, in the world, and being able to take that step down that dark path and venture into the darkness, into the known, which is really truly where the growth happens for us.
Wow. I mean, how many lives did you have, Leif? Do you know what I mean? It's like in that ambulance being pulled back, but also the uniqueness of your life, the uniqueness of what you experienced in your childhood, what the career you were in Wall Street, coming out of that, this transition, the rides through what is your health tests, the disease, all these things. It's like, how many lives have you lived in one lifetime? I mean, talk about squash, talk about push it all in. Do you know what I mean? And here's the thing, this is where I want to go with this, is that there's a lot of people in leadership training that haven't experienced leadership in life. There's a difference. Teaching leadership in generic executive leadership environment is very easy. It's very textbook. When you teach leadership from what is a place of growth, and I'm talking rounded life growth, from your experiences, taking that life growth leadership into the executive leadership, creating a delivery package, a delivery way that you have to live in order to deliver, that is incredibly unique. Because now our leaders, in the executive world, our country leaders, our leaders that read that lead states, that our political leaders, those modern leaders have a different shape. They're driven by heart. They're driven by the emotional currency over money currency. There is a flip changing, and it is happening. And people may seem that it's drip feeding in too slow, but it took you a long time and a many ambulance rides for you to get the shape of the style of leadership that you deliver, the style of I'm going to say direction that you deliver, because it's deep. It has to be deep, because you cannot dissect your life out of what you deliver, because it's a whole part of you. Where I'm going here is what you have is very unique. And our modern leaders are looking for depth now, not strategy. Are looking for awareness over measure. Are looking for a soul outcome rather than a financial outcome. And people will disagree with me with this, but life currency makes money currency. Never the other way around. You made money currency but lost life currency. Then life forced itself back in and said, sorry, you owe us. And it made you pay back your life currency, and here you are now. What's your thoughts on that? It's a big...
I also see a sea change happening globally in leadership. I mean, we have, I mean, we face a global leadership crisis. This is well documented. Our leaders are out of touch. We have the lowest levels in our leaders in all capacities, government, business, church, educational institutions, the lowest levels of trust on record. Right now, we have, I think I read a study that only 14% of global corporations feel that they have the leadership bench strength for leaders to step into those senior level roles.
Wow.
So we have a tremendous problem in leadership globally in every sector, region, etc. Coupled with that, we have the global burnout and stress and mental health crisis that is also taking shape, right? People, and this is everybody from the lowest level of employees on up, are burned out, stressed out, dealing with massive mental health problems. And I see these two crises as very much combined into one. And it is that we are living out of alignment with nature and with our nature as human beings. And we see so many people right now waking up and seeking health, right? Seeking true health, coming into ceremonial spaces, whether these are ancient traditions or plant medicines or group therapy or other types of places people are looking to heal. And from my standpoint, from how I see these leadership problems, the answer, in my opinion, is to come back into alignment with nature, it is our disconnection. And in my experience, and this is my personal path, as well as what I practice in my practice, is that I've come to the understanding that most of our illness, our disease, our disease, our mental health challenges come from our metaphorical and literal disconnection from the earth, which is from where we come. We come from the earth. Human beings are we're made of the elements of the earth, and this disconnection is literally causing us to go insane. And I know for my own healing journey started in that connection with nature, in coming into deep connection with nature. And you might call me a hippie for saying this. And if you look historically at wise people, at leaders, Buddha came to enlightenment under the Bodhi tree. Jesus spent, I think it was 40 years in the desert or 20 years in the desert. Einstein says, look into nature and you'll understand everything better. Gandhi, I mean, many, many leaders talk about how important that connection is with nature. And so I encourage you to connect with nature. If you're having these challenges, if you're stressed out, if you're burned out, if you're out of alignment, take off your shoes, go connect with nature, go for a walk in nature, go sit with a tree, be connected with a tree.
This is beautiful. And listeners, This is coming from a man that rang the bell on Wall Street. You know what I mean? Couldn't come from a sharper, more clinical environment than Wall Street now. Now, you know, Leaf is voicing out the importance of nature and success. And before I strive any further in this conversation, shout out your website, please, Leaf, because I promised to do it 5 minutes ago and I got too inundated in this conversation.
Sure. So the company that that I have founded is based on a program that I created, and that program is called Optimal AF. And our website is optimalaf.com.
Beautiful, thank you. Now let me come back in because, again, Lise, you know, you came from this sharp edge. Now, have you found that when you think about Optimal AF and the philosophies you've shared with, which are your philosophies and your understanding of, you know, how to sort of create a natural healing process for yourself, but have you found it some? Have you had resistance, do you think? You know, with your philosophies and your transition back into, you know, into the leadership world where you were bringing in this very different shape of leaf than what people would have recognized.
So the Optimal AF program is based in science. And I what so what we are what and the reason that I'm so passionate about connecting leaders back to nature and our natural state as human beings is because that is the ultimate performance edge.
Wow.
That is what gives you the ultimate edge in performance. It is what optimizes your performance. And we can walk backwards from that. Yes, it optimizes your health. But it all starts from our biological state, from our fundamental biological state. So we've been under the impression here in the West that we operate from the head up, that our performance, particularly in business, since we've moved to an information economy, that our performance happens from the head up. And we've pretty much ignored the body in that. And sure, there's wellness initiatives, but you know, you've got the typical idea of, you know, of a business person who all of their worth comes from their head up. Well, if you're a healthy mind cannot exist in an unhealthy body.
Wow. There.
And that it simply cannot, because we are all, it's one. Our body, our mind, our spirit is all one, and it all operates as one. And gone are the days when we can cut ourselves off at the head. Now, that doesn't mean that people don't have a tremendous amount of wisdom that is able to come through illness. And we see you know, Stephen Hawking is a perfect example of this, right? He was in a body that didn't function, and yet the incredible amount of wisdom that came through. Now, I also know about Stephen Hawking is that he took as best care of himself as he possibly could and optimized his state all the way. And that's one of the things that I always look to do with our clients is to optimize what they have. I still live with a chronic condition that requires me to pay attention to that. It requires me to, you know, to see my doctor. That is a part of my existence, and I can optimize my being as much as I can to perform better. And performance, right, is that cognitive performance, its energy, its presence, and all of these things that we think about when we think about business performance all have biological roots. And what the science is more and more showing is that all of those roots come down to our gut. and to our microbiome and to the health of our microbiome.
Wow. That is fascinating. It's just what? I mean, really, it's a whole new shape of understanding. It really is. But on that note, I have to take us into our final commercial, listeners, or I'll get a row off the radio station. Let me whack you in here and we'll be back in about 90 seconds.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Happy days and welcome back in, of course, to UK Health Radio and you with me, Paul Rees. And we are blasting it out with the beautiful Leif Monique. There it is, Leif Monique. It is such a great name. Taking us from what is the high life of Wall Street into the higher life of life. Is what I'd like to say. And, you know, coming back in, Lee, firstly, let's have your website again, my friend.
Sure. So it's optimalaf.com. You can also find us on the social medias. We're on Facebook as well as LinkedIn as well. And so am I. I'm on LinkedIn as well.
And you'll find him there, listeners. He's probably one of the most handsome men on there. Just look for Leif and then just follow your nose to answer him and you will find him. Absolutely. Now, let's talk about Optimal AF because here's the thing. This is a result of all that, I'm going to say trauma. All that trauma has now been monetized. So you're monetizing your past through your life currency. But give me a feel of what Optimal AF is.
Sure. So we are the first bio-specific, high-performance, anti-inflammatory eating and lifestyle program for leaders. And what that means is we are all about optimizing leadership from the microbiome on up. Wow. And so this is a program really that came out of my own desperation. I had recovered my health. I had cured the most pressing health issue after coming back from my road trip. I had cured the most pressing health issue. There was a clinical trial that suddenly came available on, you know, Miracle. And yet I still had debilitating symptoms of chronic fatigue, gastrointestinal problems that were just horrible, and memory problems so bad that I used to joke that I had brain damage to cover up the problems. And I kept going back to my doctor, who was one of the top doctors in his field at NYU Langone, a prestigious medical institution. I kept going back to him time and time again. And finally, one day, after going through a series of pretty invasive tests, he said to me, "We've done everything that we can for you. You're getting older. You're just going to have to accept these symptoms as a part of your life."
Wow.
And that was the second time when doctors told me I had reached the limits of Western medicine. And that wasn't good enough. And I was studying health coaching down at Duke University School of Integrative Medicine. And a chance encounter with a fellow student turned me on to the role of inflammation in health. And that opened up an entire can of worms. And what I learned and what I now know is that chronic inflammation is a participant in or cause of nearly every disease and dis-ease known to humankind. And more, the science is showing that everything from depression to anxiety to brain fog to executive function to obesity, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, etc., etc., etc. Most of these have roots in your microbiome and in the inflammation caused in your microbiome. And so what we have done at Optimal AF is we have designed a fundamental program that is based in three pillars. It is personalized nutrition, and we use advanced laboratory testing to identify which foods do and do not cause an individual inflammation. And then we design a high performance eating plan around that. So that's the first pillar is personalized nutrition. The second is sleep optimization, because the quickest way to cognitive performance, superior cognitive performance, the most direct way is through sleep optimization, getting enough sleep. And there are all sorts of myths out there. The 8 hour, 8 hours, 8 hours of sleep is a myth. Not everybody needs that. And so we can dial in your personal sleep optimization based on your chronotype, based on your biology. We've got all sorts of ways to experiment and play around with that, and get that dialed in. So first, nutrition, second, sleep, and the third is nature, that connection with nature. And nature has been shown to, it decreases stress. I personally practice solitude. I think that every leader today should have some form of solitude practice, that is going into nature and being alone with your thoughts, because many of your thoughts are not your thoughts. They come from social media, from coaches, from your family, from your partners, your kids, like all of these influences. And the best way for us to make the best decisions in our businesses and in our life is to clear out all that clutter and to get really grounded. The best way that I've found to do that is, well, the best way to do that, period, and this is shown in the scientific literature as well, as to go into nature and to ground with that. And so those are our three pillars: personalized nutrition, sleep optimization, and time in nature. And we've got a program that is highly effective. It addresses the root causes of performance problems and really optimizes leadership performance.
Leif, that was absolutely beautiful. Optimal AF, there it is. That's the place to be. Reach out. You will find Leif on social media, especially on LinkedIn. You can't miss him. But reach out. I mean, this is life-changing. So that what every time you talk about, the inflammation and things, I'm like, all those layers, I'm like, I got that, I got that, I got that, I got that, I got that. It's like, oh my word, man, I've written down microbiome. I'm like, Deb, research it. I need to get this right. This has been beautiful. And listeners, here you go. Here we see in a whole different, I'm gonna say, a far truer perspective to what really does make for a leader. Because most leaders are functioning at the fraction of their well-being rate. And if that's the case, then they're making empty decisions from empty bodies. Let me say that again. Empty decisions from empty bodies. You have to be the fullest version to make the fullest decisions for those people that are relying on your mindset. And this is where Leif Monique comes in. This is where he comes in. It's not about your past experience, it's about your fullest version. If you're not a full version, you can't offer full versions. It's as simple as that. It's been very beautiful. And listeners, until this time next week, we are done for now. I'm going to say thank you, Leif Monique. It's been beautiful to have you on.
Thank you so much, Paul. Good to see you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Until this time next week, this says boom! Bye for now. Emotion.